You there, Richard?
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Obviously, Matt Kelly in the studio, as always.
Good morning, Tom. How are you? Sorry, good morning, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, Bob. Yeah, no problem.
Well played. I've seen a bit of you this week, Richard. It's been lovely. We're going to talk about, obviously, the prize money updates or the information, but it was good to have a large number of people attend the event and come to the strategy meeting, I suppose, with the TRSA.
It was good to see that most of the groups had also brought along people from interstate who had some different expertise and perhaps different views of how the TRSA might go forward. I did feel that one of the things that perhaps people have lost track of is mm-hmm. that South Australian racing was going along quite nicely before the point of consumption tax came in. And it's something that we seem to have forgotten, I think.
Oh, indeed. I think, the prize money that's really been taken out is from that carnival. But what we all want to see on a daily basis is see that metropolitan prize money, but certainly the regional or country prize money increase each week. So when we're heading out to these places on a Wednesday, a Friday or a Sunday, and you win a race, that you can actually get something back.
Yeah, well, look, I think that's really important, and I think it's good to see that that's a concept that the Liberal government is kind of pushing at racing, to say, well, what we need is a sustainable industry at the grassroots level, not waiting great amounts of prize money that's liable to go interstate.
So we had the meeting, it's been a long week, Richard, Thursday, I think at 10:30, a number of the participants. So we've had representatives, obviously, from the South Australian breeders, the jockeys, the trainers, the Sarawa yourself. We also had some representatives from the ATA come down from Sydney. We've had representatives from, obviously, the SAJC themselves and the country race clubs as well. So I think it was 22 in the room. It's good to see. And I thought David Rashid chaired the meeting extremely well and spoke very openly and gave us a bit of direction.
Yes, I think so. And perhaps there were a few things that came up that perhaps not all of us were completely aware of. And maybe it's something, without criticising TRSA, maybe it's something they should think more about. Is I don't think certainly I didn't understand quite how the whole POC box thing worked and what the biggest problem was. And I don't think that gets explained well enough to the two people within the industry at times. It'll be good to see TRSA working towards getting some changes within both the level of POC and getting some of the POC back into racing.
So I think that's the point. I'm not sure how much detail we need to share. Obviously, some of that was sort of behind closed doors. But you and I probably left that meeting feeling like the government understands what racing delivers to the state. They understand how it is taxed and hopefully how they're going to return some dividends on a consistent basis so that we can sustainably run the industry and make plans. I think one other thing I've noticed since I've been here is it's very difficult for anyone to make plans. People want to jump on top of others and say, well, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. But it's extremely difficult to make plans if you don't know what finances are coming in.
Well, that's true. The cost of racing a horse is just going to increase, as everything does. We have to have some sort of plan that's going to make having race horses in this state feasible and viable, which has been a little bit affected by the prize money being held up at this stage.
They gave us a good example of the differences between where South Australia sits at the moment in terms of racing, but more so from a political environment, to where Queensland and New South Wales were. And I thought there were some really good insights that came out of the meeting in regards to New South Wales being a government that is actually not in great debt, or actually I don't believe it's in any debt at all, that Victoria is in a positive position, that Queensland had a sort of the perfect storm of two governments wanting to fight to get in, so therefore they were throwing cash at various industries to say, give us your vote. Whereas where we sit in South Australia, we've had a Labor government that's been in for 17 years. The Liberals have come in, it's year one. And realistically, we would all understand that what's the first thing you do when you want to save some money? You spend very little. you can make great cuts, and you're knowing that you're going to be in for another 2.5 to 3 years, you don't really care who you annoy.
That is pretty much the situation. I don't have a real problem with Treasury sort of saying, instead of handing out money hand over fist without terribly much justification, actually asking for proper business justifications for what people are proposing to them.
I think that's right. Calling them handouts and grants, we certainly don't want that, but the industry needs to be able to work out and say, these are the sort of taxes that we raise, and these are the percentages that we'd like back to maintain raising those taxes for the government, but also to maintain a healthy industry to make sure that we've got weekly prize money. And I think we all realise that it'd be fantastic to have some million-dollar races here, but if those races become $600,000 races, a la, I think, the Goodwood this year, but if that was putting us back to ensure that our $45,000 Saturdays increased up to a 50 or perhaps more, that certainly at that point in time we'd say that the health of racing in this state has improved.
Yeah. I think that's true. I think one of the things that's changed a little bit for racing is that in the past when we have approached government, we've been asking for money out of general revenue, and you know, the answer tends to be, well, which school do you want us to close down, or you know, what project do you want us to stop to give you money? But with the advent of the POC tax, government's pulling money from a racing source, and therefore there's a strong argument that some of that should go back to support the industry that's generating the tax in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's about us as an industry realising that. I think also worth noting that in the background, the reason why the differences of why a strike, and certainly a strike would get us some front cover news and all those sorts of things and make people aware that the industry's up in arms, but what it doesn't do is hurt the back pocket of the government at this point in time.
The situation in Queensland was so different. The betting tax situation there in Queensland is different to here. But also, on that day, it was Cox Plate Day, there were five TAB meetings in Queensland, whereas there is one or two occasions in the year where we have more than one TAB meeting on the same day. So, you know, it's not the same impact. Excuse me. And it just is a different scenario, and I'm not sure that it achieves much if you actually do it. In Queensland, they were able to 11th hour pull the thing together, and I'm not sure how it would have looked if they had actually gone on strike.
No, correct. So now, obviously, when we finish those meetings, you go back and a bit like the breeders, we give them all an update and we share what we can and give everyone a status report. You go back and talk to your owners. Tell us a little bit about what the Sorara owners and how they're feeling. Are they nervous? Are they slightly confident? They're certainly, I don't imagine everyone's bullish, but what are you hearing on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, look, at the moment, we haven't communicated a great deal because we've been waiting to get a better feel for what direction TRSA wants us to take. But I look at the moment, I think the general feel is fairly pessimistic and that's prior to the Thursday's meeting, that you know, if something doesn't change, that the industry is in real trouble. On the other hand, if we can get some more funds into racing, it stays viable. I mean, there's a lot of people who really want to race their horse in South Australia. They don't want to be tearing off to Victoria or watching their horse on the television all the time. They want to be racing here where they can see their horse and enjoy the social side of owning a racehorse.
I think that's the thing, and we've talked about it in these meetings, but really it's about jobs. There's 3,600 jobs in this state that are directly related to the racing industry, and then I know from our stable's experience, I'd say there's at least three or four times that, and I shouldn't be guessing, but hopefully we'll have the numbers from TRSA at some point. But indirectly related to that, only yesterday we were running some numbers on how much feed we buy from the fodder store. It's roughly about $260,000 a year in fodder, so we're certainly keeping the fodder store people employed, etc. We're doing all the right things. But then, you know, there's farriers and there's a million other people making gear for us, you know, fixing trucks. I think we put the truck in and the float in for service. There's a couple of $1,000s out the door. So all of those things as we travel around the state and do all these things. And, you know, even leaving the races, Dom Tourneur's got his favourite pizza places. He leaves every single venue and he tweets and gives a rating on the pizza. But, you know, all of those things, we're a travelling industry putting money into all these regional locations.
There's some very important points there. The other thing is that the the race clubs at some of these country areas are sort of hubs for that local society. I know at Bordertown, for example, the new facility they've built there is for the community. It's not just a racing setup. It's one of the few decent venues they've got for having bigger shows in the town. So that sort of thing is quite important to the rural areas. And yeah, you know, we go to the races, we finish, we trek home, and halfway home we might stop for a beer somewhere and things like that that just contribute to the whole running of our society.
Indeed, if there's no horses on the back, there's always time for a beer at the pub on the way home. Now, just very quickly, any other late news before we head to 8:30?
Look, I don't think so. It's just that, as we said, government TRSA is approaching government on two levels, on getting the POC rate to decrease from 15% to 10%, which may happen in the short term and will prop industry up. But the more important thing is trying to get a share of the POC that the government's pulling out to improve the situation with prize money today.
So if we're to tell the listeners or the industry anything at this point in time, we'd say stay tuned. Perhaps in 2 or 3 weeks we'll have some more news.
But, hopefully, yes.
But let's keep up the fight and make sure we're certainly... we need to make sure that all of our local MPs keep writing to them, keep stopping them on the street, keep telling them that it's an important industry to all of us about jobs in this country, in this state.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Richard. Thanks for joining us this morning. Happy to have you on, as we do most weeks. It's good to have you part of the team, and it's always good fun. Hopefully people listen to what we need as an industry, and we'll hopefully get better and better.
Great. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you. Richard Stafford there, the Sarawak Secretary. I'm getting that word out every week better.